I'm Nikki Strong. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting rescue and recovery efforts underway in Ecuador. The death toll from a 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Ecuador surged past 230 on Sunday. Hundreds were injured when the quake struck late Saturday along the country's Pacific coast. Initial reports indicate heavy damage in the coastal city of Manta. They indicate the city of Pedernales has been destroyed. A bridge collapsed in Guayaquil. Four U.S. Marine Corps aircraft took off from Okinawa Sunday, joining efforts to help Japan recover from an earthquake in the southern part of the country. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has boosted to 25,000 the number of self-defense force troops aiding in the rescue and recovery on the main island of Kyushu. Strong aftershocks continue to rattle Kumamoto Prefecture as rescuers confront harsh weather conditions in a race to rescue dozens of people. Lawmakers in Brazil are holding a raucous session during which they are expected to vote on whether to impeach President Dilma Rousseff. Two-thirds of the representatives in the lower house of Congress must approve a motion to move the issue to the Senate. There, Ms. Rousseff could face a vote on whether to remove her from office halfway through her second term. Energy officials from the world's major oil-producing countries failed Sunday to reach an agreement on freezing oil production. Representatives from 18 nations, including Saudi Arabia and Russia, met Sunday in Doha. They're trying to figure out how to counter historically low oil prices. This is VOA News. Republicans are focusing on the mechanics of the presidential nominating system, as it appears no candidate will have won a majority of the delegates to the party's July convention. That possibility was underscored Saturday when contender Ted Cruz won all 14 Republican delegates up for grabs at Wyoming's state convention. Frontrunner Donald Trump is heavily favored to win Tuesday's primary in his home state of New York. Cruz is mounting an all-out effort to recruit delegates loyal to him and siphon as many away from Trump as possible. Trump is crying foul, saying the process is rigged against him.
But I will say this. It's a rigged system. It's a crooked system. It's 100% crooked.
He has hired a veteran operative to help him in the delegate fight, but party officials are rejecting Trump's complaints about the delegate system. Russia's military denies one of its jets made aggressive maneuvers during an incident with a U.S. Air Force reconnaissance plane flying over the Baltic Sea. The U.S. military said the Russian jet had flown in an unsafe and unprofessional manner, getting within 15 meters of the U.S. craft Thursday. The United Nations says the Afghan conflict has caused nearly 2,000 casualties in the first 3 months of this year. That's an increase of 2% over the same period last year. That number includes an increase of 11% in civilians wounded, but a decrease of 13% in those killed. The fighting has intensified in Afghanistan since the Taliban announced the start of its annual spring offensive last Tuesday. Afghan officials and insurgent sources say intense fighting is raging near the city of Kunduz. An Interior Ministry statement issued Sunday said Afghan forces killed at least 44 Taliban insurgents and wounded many more in overnight fighting around the provincial capital. The fighting erupted Friday after the Taliban staged a major offensive on security outposts around Kunduz. Myanmar President Thein Tra has granted pardons to 83 prisoners believed to be jailed for political reasons. The president's office announced the amnesty Sunday, saying he signed the order with the goal of achieving national reconciliation. Ethiopia's government said Sunday armed groups from South Sudan conducted a cross-border raid. They say more than 140 people were killed and many children kidnapped. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says North Korea is preparing to conduct a fifth nuclear test. Yonhap said Sunday it has learned from various government sources that activity at the North's nuclear test site has increased 2 to 3-fold recently. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.